Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Most of us know someone who has committed suicide, or we know someone who has been affected by the suicide of a family member or a close friend, and it's hard to imagine the depths of depression that one would have to be in to commit suicide. But we know that there are ways to prevent it, one of which, by the way, is not psychiatric drugs, which actually increase the risk of suicidal ideation. In terms of reducing risk, you can't prevent all suicides, but there are definitely things that make a difference, and one of them, believe it or not, is exercise. And a new study has found that poor cardiovascular fitness in early adulthood is correlated with a twofold increase in the risk of suicide later in life. The study was huge, and it was drawn from 1,136,000-plus Swedish men who had completed mandatory health exams for military service at age 18. The men with mental illness or ongoing psychiatric disorders at the time of initial enrollment were excluded from the study. But when cognitive performance was added to cardiovascular fitness, those who performed poorly on both tests were 5 times more likely to attempt suicide or die from suicide. So the rate doubled for people with poor cardiovascular health, and it was 5 times higher risk of committing suicide if decreased cognition and poor cardiovascular health were factored in. The researchers pointed out several potential mechanisms of action, including social, psychological, and biological. For example, activities like sports that improve fitness may also improve self-esteem, and there are opportunities for social interaction. A feeling of belonging and better self-esteem are associated with lower risk of suicide. The lead researchers also stated that physical activity might contribute to better brain function. We know that it does, by the way, and therefore better coping strategies in times of stress. In fact, I saw a presentation last week at a conference that I attended that showed that atrophy of the brain can be prevented and even in some cases reversed with physical activity. So there is a big connection between exercise and brain function, the amount of gray matter, and all of these things contribute to mental health as well as physical health. The study is important for several reasons. First, the large cohort makes it less likely that the results are due to chance, and it lends credence to the idea that psychological issues, such as suicide risk or suicidal ideation, are systemic. The whole person needs to be treated. The fact that fitness is a factor in mental health is part of the argument that I use in refuting that mental disorders are caused by some chemical imbalance that's best remedied by giving people drugs. So if you want to have good mental health, the recipe is the same as what you do for good physical health, the right diet and exercise, and of course the right therapy. I won't go into this here because I've talked about it and written about it in great detail in other areas, but the right type of therapy is also important too. So, and then one last thing I'll add is the poor physical fitness of our children should be a bit alarming in view of this study, because we have legions of children entering adulthood with poor cardiovascular fitness and depressed cognitive ability because of their terrible diet and lifestyle habits. So this is a wake-up call to, again, stay focused on improving health for children. That's all for now. That's all for the week. Have a great day and a great weekend, and I will speak with you again on Monday.